Mr. President, Colonel Meyer.
Well, who comes in?
Right now, Charlie.
Thank you, sir.
Going back the stairs.
Well, I think that, I think the privilege, so yes, I'm going to go.
Let's get it going. So now, what, you got a man, Tim Miller-Elmer.
Yes, sir.
He's right here with you. What do you think, Charlie, about, I'm going to ask you about a couple of things. Reagan, I had me yesterday, a few days ago, at the governor's thing about Mexico. I thought we were going to kill McBride. A lot of people were unrest. I understand there's a question of keeping him. He should be kept as a career man. But the question is, should he be in Mexico?
He resigns.
I see.
He's in short disposition. He's at the moment at Brook General Hospital in San Antonio.
Not well. But the reason, I thought in Mexico, that Mercurio fellow in there, we probably needed a new guy in there. Do you think so or not?
I think we need a new guy in there.
Yeah.
And the thing that...
That's a position everybody wants it, and I'm trying to...
Nobody knows better than you.
Yeah, that's it.
You're the only president in the United States that knows that.
I don't know much about it, but let me say that in Mexico, what would you have there? Would you go career?
Yes, sir.
Would you go career?
Huh?
I'd go career. If you could get it. See, now tell me about, Argentina. Watch, please.
Yes, sir. I think you've done everything you deserve. You deserve.
Well, I've done. Tell me, what is this international security? You haven't had anything. In the name of God, isn't he having anything? Chris just hasn't.
Mr. President, can I tell you John's tragedy?
What is it?
The second son of a Massachusetts family.
It's got to join, isn't it? Yes. Well, you know, I feel her. I love her.
Oh, you do. But you know, when I read these stories and seeing such,
you know, you can do that once, but you can't do it three times.
And I know what John Connolly's told you. He went through. I went through.
Well, and I read it. When actually you could, because you didn't want to grab on a measure. My point is that when Connolly came in, I knew it, because Connolly likes Martin. He said, it's embarrassing. Right? How old is our man?
Nearly 70, sir.
Wow. Gavin's over 70. Well, that's too bad, but it has to be. It has to go there. That's an important country. Brazil, who do we have there now? Well, we're moving now.
I'm told that John here, definitely more is in hell.
Yeah. I think he's a very good man.
Top
businessman.
A very good man.
Very fine businessman. That would be all right for Brazil. Brazil with the Medici. The fellow we have there is a fellow from South Africa.
Great.
He's a good investor.
Super.
What do you think? He is one of our better career guys. You know, he can be a fellow with the business. That's the place we have. He's there. He's been in the Far East already.
He's been in Pakistan. He's been in South Africa. Brazil.
Classy fellow with your hands.
You ready? He's a great guy. He's a repeated human, which you don't know. And he's a guy that never finished college, but he's a lawyer because he went to law school.
I tell you, you know, of course, I'm talking briefly, but I've never stayed with attorney for any of his work. You think you consider him one of the best?
I think he's kind of qualified for that rank. I hope he's sustained a career in basketball. He's retired from the Armed Service.
How old is he? 60 years ago?
Well,
that's right, the retirement of his time. So you have to make him a career faster.
Well, he'd have to be a presidential appointee to continue. Otherwise, he's.
You think we should ask him to?
Yes, sir.
I have heard it. What's your opinion?
Super.
And you'd ask him to? Looking over the rest of Latin America, what's your opinion, John? The best man you've got?
That's in the field.
Well, there's no way from there, necessary. We've got a couple of hotspots in Peru.
Belcher in Peru.
Oh,
Mr. President, he can.
John, see the prayer, Mr. Mayor. How, what's his age?
Exactly the same mind, about the age of mine.
So he's still full of being. Okay. Well, we've got to turn, you know, we're gonna have a holiday time this year with the earth, we've gotta work on that. But we're gonna start doing, try to do something in Latin America, what we can do, I don't know. As you know, it's Latin America, it's like a sponge, isn't it?
Yes, sir, but they kind of, you know, the world is, nobody knows it's kind of new. Awesome position in President of the United States, and incredible imagination you've had, people now kind of on the guitar, it's never before.
What would you do, what would you do? And we think we need some, okay, how, I've been thinking, for example, a trip, you know, I've been in the last 4 years, because of those were very big shops, places. And I would recommend it, I mean, now Medici is average to come, of course, it's not in some time, it probably should, but I don't know what it's a good idea, is a meeting of all of them a good idea?
Well, might be.
Fine.
Might be without even being too substantive.
Just to get together and get them to know each other. Eisenhower did that, you know, in Panama years ago. You know, when you think of the alliance, which was built up so big, it must do a lot of very poor things. God damn it, we've got to do better in Latin America.
Yeah, you know, it is important.
So we've got to support our friends and,
could I?
And punch our enemies.
Yep, agreed. Could I just throw in something, just gratuitous, there is a pending recommendation to you, I believe, from the NSC staff that Carlos Andres Santa Maria come see you again
over
the next couple of weeks.
He's the fellow at the OAS?
Yes, sir. And he used to be ambassador here.
Wanted
everything in his own country, and he's in a very good, very crucial position now.
Sure.
Which relates to our policies.
You think I should see him?
Yes.
I'll see him.
Okay.
Sorry to worry about that, but he's a fine man, and that helps.
It does.
He helps, and he plays our game pretty much.
He is our guy, bless him.
Carlson.
And he is your
he's
man.
Colombian.
He's Colombian, and he's your man.
I'll get him. But don't. You know, we always try to think of new initiatives like
that.
It's damn near impossible, isn't it?
Without money. Even then. If you'd given me a blank check, I wouldn't have known how to fill it.
So what we need is a lot of attention, tender love and care.
And a couple of surrogates for you, like Bill Casey, that you can say, Bill, I want you to
get your ass down.
I want you to get your ass down. I want you to focus on Latin America. I want you to
Casey, you tell him that, will you?
I'll tell him.
You tell him that we talked about it and I want him to talk to me about it. You do that.
God,
that would be great for Casey to do. You know, he's full of beans.
He's restless. He's
And it's those economics.
And it's an economic
problem. And although Bill doesn't have social versions particularly, they like him because he's sort of that kind, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's an economic problem again.
Yeah. But Tommy and Sears, what will you do if you go back?
I'm not sure. They have been wonderful to me and they guaranteed me from the time I joined you. They guaranteed me reemployment.
Yeah. Well, of course, at your age, it's perfect for that. What the hell?
I got to earn my pension. I got to earn my pension.
I know. My God, you know what I mean? You're the prime. You're the prime. You know, when I've been talking to her clients, I go, I hear too loud. That's it. Her about any money. And I said, you're 54 years of age. I said, you stay here, you're going to be 58, 59. And then I said, you're not. And then I watch. I said, right now, I mean, the best earning years, as you know, are 55 and 69 for executives. That's a marvelous company. Marvelous company. Before, were you in charge of international? Before,
in charge of half the company, one way or another. You know, you don't remember. The first time I met you was when General Liddy brought you to Chicago and talked to General Wood and some of the old Republicans in 50.
So many years ago.
Six?
Yes. We had some good friends there. What do you want to do with Sears?
Well, I told them that what I would like to do, I don't want to run against or for the chairmanship of the presidency because they feel that in my absence.
You're out of line.
Quite, I told them. But there is something, sir, that I believe in, and that is what I call the corporate, my words, I'm not calling mine, GE, really, but I call the corporate environment.
Does that have to do with what personnel?
That has to do with everything that the publicly owned private sector has to contend with in the world in which we live. From NATO on the one hand to the Democratic wing of the
Senate. Well, let me say this. Your president's series now still is, who's it?
Well, they just changed.
They just changed.
Gordon Metcalf, you knew.
He's out.
He's out.
Oh, okay. What's he going to do?
He retired. Because he's gone. 65.
Geez, an excellent man.
And who's coming in? They are the one who's first class.
First class. Well, am I advising him, you know, you are so damn good with people. You really are so good with people. The corporation must, both with its own people and with the outside, it must not be so into impersonal. Sears, of course, is not impersonal, but you don't think you want to do international work with him? That's what I think you could do.
Well, I think it's inevitable that I will.
Yeah. Because with all your experience.
Not in America, I don't want to lose, Mr. President, and there, Spain, and Belgium. And the world is long. You're president of the United States, you're also president of the world.
Yeah. Will you live in Chicago?
Probably, unless I can persuade him that Washington is just as effective.
How about either?
Get off his ass and get down here and get her from my life. Give her the message, I love you.
Good luck.